Well, this message and series, and hundreds of others, are on www.lifegatechurch.com, and a lot of other information about us is there. Help yourself. It should be anything you'd want to study. We've talked about. Also, if you're looking for us on Facebook, it's LifeGate, two words, LifeGate Church. Welcome to the internet. Welcome to those all watching through the web or on YouTube, whatever. We're glad you're here. Glad you're watching with us. We're taking a look at and studying trusting God's timing. We're talking about how to and why we should trust His timing. In the first lesson that we talked about, it was talking about there's a proper time. And there's a procedure that we go to. God has placed out into our future everything that really matters. Everything that matters, He's placed out there. But there's a time for us to get there to it and a procedure that we've got to go through. And then last time, what we talked about was waiting in time. See, as you go through this procedure to get to that time and to that thing that really matters in your life, there's going to be some misery. You're going to experience misery, and you need hope. So it was wait in hope. We got to wait in hope when we're waiting for God's timing. Hope, as long as you have hope, you can make it through anything. It's when we become hopeless that we fail. As long as we have hope, we can pitch our tent in the land of hope. We can wait in the Lord. We can wait for the Lord, and we're going to make it through. We're going to get to that time that matters in our life. Now, what I want to talk about today is redeeming the time. Trusting God in redeeming the time is what I want to talk about today. But what does that mean? What does redeeming the time mean? And I want to make sure that we get this today because, you see, as I'm going to show you, it is explicitly important that you redeem the time if you're going to be in the right place to receive your healing. It's explicitly important that you redeem the time if you're going to be where you need to be when that opportunity comes by so that's going to raise you to the next level of living. It's extremely important that you redeem the time so that you will be where you need to be so that you can accomplish the goal that you want to achieve and acquire. It's extremely important that you redeem the time so that the wish of your heart can come true. So that you can restore that relationship that was damaged or divided because of an argument. You've got to redeem the time for that. You've got to redeem the time so that you can live the dream that you want to live. It's extremely important that we understand redeeming the time is so, so vital to us living in the place that we need to live as we experience the presence of God. You need to redeem the time so that you can be where you need to be when the answer comes to the problem that you've been praying about for so long of a time, the problem you're experiencing. So we're going to look at this. How does this happen? Well, you got to redeem the time. But what does that mean? What does that mean? So what I want to do today, I have two primary goals. Number one is that you will really know when you leave out of here exactly what redeeming the time means. What does that mean? We're going to know, I hope, when we leave here. And then number two, I want to finish up today by giving us a biblical example of redeeming the time that's very applicable and also contextual to what we'll be talking about. So that's what we're going to do. And then next week, we're going to look at some things on redeeming the time of things that we can actually do. Nothing but application, application, application in our life so that we can make sure we redeem the time that God's given us. Now time is flying by. Once it's gone, it's gone. There is no rewind button. There is no pause button. You can't get it back, no matter how beautiful it was or how wonderful of an experience it was. You can't get that time back. You are given an allotted amount of time. It's your time. And this is your one shot to use that time to live your life. You don't get another shot. You don't get a do-over. You don't get to live your 20s over or your 30s over or your 40s over or your 50s over. You don't get to do any of that. You have a mark of time given you, in which you are to accomplish everything that matters in your life. And that's exactly what the Bible tells us. So let's take a look at this. They just sang it to you, but let's take a look at it in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1 through 8. It says here, and this is one of my favorite passages of Scripture. It says, there is a time for what? For everything. Everything that matters in your life. There's a time for it. There's a season for it. That's what it says. And a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to remain, to refrain, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. Isn't that beautiful? It's such a poetic flow of the words. And there are 29 time to mentions in there. A time to mention 29 times. But two of those are overridingly important. See, concerning you, there was a time to be born. There was a time when you came into the world. And then there is a time for you to go out of the world. There is a time to die. And wedged in between those two times are all the other 27. All the other 27 that God wants to fulfill, that God wants to make happy for you, wants to fulfill your life and bless your life in every possible kind of way. But you see, it's your time. And what we so often do is we waste that time. We use that time wrongly. But what I want you to see today, this is your time. This is the time God's given you. What are you going to do with it? Well, the Bible says redeem it. The Bible says redeem that time. Right? Now, into your heart, God has placed hope. You have hopes and dreams and desires and goals that you want to accomplish. There are things in your life that you want to do. But we've all seen people waste time. We have wasted time. It's the saddest thing in the world to me to waste time. It really bothers me when I do something and I have to do it again and I've wasted that time. One reason that I get so frustrated in traffic... And you will too when I say this, and when you understand it. You see, they're wasting my time. Well, they won't move over and let me by. And they're wasting my time, and it gets me. But you see, we have this allotted amount of time that we're given. And you can't afford. And we've all heard the term, haven't we? Wasting time or spending time. You know, we've all heard it, and we've watched people waste so much time, and maybe we've wasted so much time. But you can't afford to waste or spend time frivolously. You don't have that much of it. See, we can't afford to do that. And so what we all need to do is you can't spend, let me make sure I say this, you can't spend the next 3 years, 4 years, 5 years on a job you don't enjoy. You know, there's time other than for making money. There's other things that you would enjoy that God wants you to spend your time doing. And so what we need to do is have a plan. We need a plan in our lives, and we need to ask ourselves in order to form this plan, in what do I really want to invest my time? There's more than making money, so what really matters in my time? What is going to get the majority of my time? Where am I going to invest my time? With my time, what will I purchase? How will I use my time to fulfill and accomplish all my hopes and all my dreams and all my desires and all my goals? How can I best use it? We need a plan. We need a plan if we're going to do that. And the Bible says the way, the answer to it is by redeeming the time. But what does that mean? So let's take a look at it. Let's read the scripture from where it comes and start working through here. It's found in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 17 and verse 15 and through 17. Now what I want to do is I'm going to read it from the King James Version because it's the one that says redeeming the time. So here's what it says. It says, "See then that you walk circumspectly." Now, I know we all understand what that means, but what I will do is I'll make sure we do in just a few moments, so hang with me. Not as fools, but I do want you to hold on to that thought, fools, because what he's doing in this passage is he's talking about being foolish and being wise. Not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time. Now, let's stop and ingest this just a second. Who is it that redeems the time? Is it the fool or is it the wise? We know if we're wise, if we're redeeming the time, but what are we doing? What does that mean? Redeeming the time. And he goes on, here's the reason we redeem the time, because the days are evil. Now, I hope as we move through our talk today that we understand, we walk out of here better what that means, what the days are evil means. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, there he goes again, but understanding, get a handle on, grasp, understanding what the will of the Lord is. Now, the main thing I want you to get there is, you know, redeeming the time sounds so much more cooler than, sounds cooler than the way, what it really means. It's King James, but it hangs with us. But what I want to do now is I want to read that from the Amplified Bible, not because it's louder, but because it amplifies the different words that are in there so that we can get a better understanding and a grasp on what God is really saying to us. So let's read that from the Amplified. Here's what it says. Look carefully then how you walk. Walking is necessary in understanding redeeming the time. How you walk. Live purposefully and worthily and accurate. Now, where the King James Bible said, walk circumspectly, well, that's what it means. Walk circumspectly means to live purposefully and worthily and accurately. That's what it means. What it means is you live on purpose. It says live purposefully. You're walking through life on purpose. You have a purpose in your life. It means that you're living it worthily. You know who you are. You're a child of God. You know what you're here to do. You're living your life accurately. You're focused. You have a target. You have goals in your life. And so you're living your life accurately. That's walking circumspectly. Not as the unwise and witless, but as wise, sensible, intelligent people. Making the very most, and here's what redeeming the time means. Making the very most of the time, buying up each opportunity. When the King James Bible says redeeming the time, that's what redeeming the time means and is. It is making the very most of the time, buying up each opportunity. Because, here's the reason we do it, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be vague and thoughtless and foolish, but understanding and firmly grasping what the will of the Lord is. Now, wise people grasp what the will of the Lord is for their life. They've got a good idea of what they're here to accomplish. Wise people know that if I'm in the will of the Lord, then I am in the blessings of God. I have the favor of God on my life. I am going to have a full life. I am going to have a fulfilled life. I am going to have a blessed life. I am going to have the best life I possibly can if I'm walking in the will of God. That's what wise people know. But he also says here, the days are evil. What does that mean? Well, let's take a look at that word in the Greek. The Greek word here that is used for evil is panairos, and what it means is full of labors, annoyances, and hardships. What he's saying here, there are these things, there's these hardships, there's these annoyances, there are these labors that we go through that are going to take our time, that are going to rob us of our time. And if we're not redeeming it, then that's what's going to happen. The days are evil, and it's going to come, and it's going to attempt to take our time. And he says here, to walk purposefully. Are you a on-purpose person? Do you walk in your life on purpose? See, so many people don't. So many people waste so much time. How you know if you are a wise person is how you handle your time. If you're an intelligent person, if you're a wise person, then what you're going to do is you're going to use your time. You're going to redeem your time. You're going to make the most of your time. If you're a witless person, if you're an unwise person, if you're a senseless person, if you're a fool, you don't redeem the time. You're not even aware how valuable time really is. See, you can redeem the time. Are you walking on purpose? Are you walking around on purpose, or just walking? Where are you going with your life? See, if we're going to be wise and we're going to redeem the time, we got to know where we're going. We got to walk circumspectly. We got to know what's going on in our life. Now, I just want to ask you, I've gone through this far and I've pretty much told you what redeeming the time is. But had I asked you this to begin with, and be honest with yourself, had I asked you this at the onset, what is redeeming the time? What would you have said? What is your definition or your understanding of redeeming the time? See, most people, including most Christ followers, say that it's getting back time that's already gone. That's their thought of redeeming time. That's not what that's restoring the time. And you can't do that. Once it's gone, it's gone. You can't restore the time. We see restoring the time in the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 25. Let me read it to you. It says this, and I will. Now, the I will is God. This is God. He says, I will, because he's the only one that can do this. I will restore you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmerworm. Now, that's restoring time. That's not redeeming time. See, restoring time is restoring back years that have gone. Redeeming time is making the most of the time you have left. That's what redeeming the time is. You or I cannot restore time. It only can be done by God in a supernatural way. He can restore time, but you can't. But what you can do is redeem the time you have left. That's what we're able to do. We can redeem the time. Once our days are gone, our days are gone. There is no rewind. There is no pause button. You can't relieve your 20s or your teens, or you can't relive any time. But you can redeem the time you've got left. How valuable is that time that you have left? So how do we do that? Well, let's continue looking at the definition. Let's look at the Greek, and let's look at the definition for redeeming. Okay, here it is. The Greek word, exadardzo, it means to redeem. That doesn't help us much, but this does. Payment required. If you ever redeem your time, there is a payment. It's going to cost you something. Payment required to buy from another, to buy up for one's self-use. It's for you to make wise, sacred use of every opportunity for doing good. Now, next time, I really want to emphasize on that particular part. There are things you can do good for people that will redeem time for you. Going on, it's a metaphorically, of Christ freeing the elect from the dominion of the Mosaic law at the price of his vicarious death. So he's referencing metaphorically a scripture, and it's Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 through 5. And I want to read it to you so you'll see it. But when the time had fully come, when the time had what? Fully come. See, God is all in to this proper time thing. He's all into this procedure. And in your procedure, there's going to be some misery, just like it was with Jesus. So when this proper time came, Jesus experienced it. He sent his son. It says God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to what? To redeem, okay? To redeem those under the law, that we might receive the full rights of sons, as sons. See, what Jesus redeemed you from was from the law, from the Old Testament, from the Ten Commandments, if you will, from the sacrificial system, the sacrificial law, from the dietary laws. You don't live there. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying or not, but you don't live under the Ten Commandments. You know, Jesus says, you have heard it said in times past, but I say to you, he says, there's a higher standard now. For example, you've heard, don't kill. He says, I say, don't get mad, don't get angry. There's a higher level that you and I live on. He redeemed us out of that into the new covenant. Now, I want to give us one more thought, and then we'll make it applicable. One more thought. In the English language, the definition for redeem will really help us. Let me tell you what it means, what it shows us in the dictionary. What it means is to redeem is to buy back or regain possession. So that's sort of a new thought. We know it's going to cost us something, but what we see is it's something that we had that we lost somehow, and now we're going to get it back. We're redeeming it. We're getting it back. It means our exchange for money, goods, etc. And here's the part that I really want us to grab, and I think it's going to really help us, to pay ransom to redeem from captivity. To pay ransom is to redeem from captivity. So the price you have to pay is a ransom. And you're redeeming it from whatever has it captive. To pay ransom is to redeem from captivity by paying a stipulated price to free, to liberate, to rescue, and to save. Now, let's begin to try to make this applicable as we can. How does this roll out? How does this unwrap in our lives? Well, what has kidnapped your time? And what I want to do is I want to give us a couple of illustrations here. What I want to do. The first one that I want to talk about is a pawn shop. Say you have this precious heirloom, and it has been in your heritage, and it's come down through the generations, and now you've had it. It's been 100 years in time, and it's finally come to you, and it's yours, and you're to protect it and take care of it. But you decide that you need something else. You want something else. And you can take your heirloom, your precious, irreplaceable heirloom, this valuable, and you can take it to a pawn shop. And that pawn shop will take that precious heirloom of yours and will give you money so that you can go get what you think you want. Right? So you've pawned this precious, irreplaceable heirloom. Now, they'll give you 60, 30, 60, 90 days to redeem it. You can come back and with a set price, which is way more than they gave you, but you can come back, and if you give them that much money, then you can redeem your precious heirloom back. And if you don't want to pay the price, if you don't want it, then it's gone forever. Though it's come through the generations, though it's yours to protect and maintain and keep, it's gone forever. You'll never see it again. That's one way of looking at redemption, of redeeming the time. Here's the one that helped me the most. Kidnapping. You have a child, and your child is kidnapped. God forbid, but your child is kidnapped. Evil has taken that precious thing that you're to protect, that you're to watch over, that God gave you. Evil, that Paul said the days are evil. Evil has taken it. Now, it held your child captive. But they've given you a ransom note. And if you'll pay this amount of money, then you can redeem your child. And that's your child. It's not the kidnapper's child. That's your child. And you got to get what belongs to you already back. And so you pay the price, the agreed price, the ransom price, and you get your child back. You redeem your child. If you don't want to pay the price, then that child is gone forever. You'll never see that child again. But you can redeem your child. So when Paul is telling us to redeem the time, that's a sort of a video for us. We can kind of see how this rolls out. How does this roll out? Well, what is it that has kidnapped your time? What is it that's taken your precious, valuable, irreplaceable time that's given to you to protect? What has taken it and made it captive? What has taken it from you? What have you pawned your time for? For what have you pawned your time? What did you feel was so valuable that you put it into pawn because you wanted to experience something else? Now this is sort of a video for us of what redeeming the time is. How we redeem our time. Now, What I want to do here. So you can get your time back. You can redeem that time if you're willing to pay the price. And it always is going to cost us a price. Now, what I want to do is I want to give us an applicable illustration for this. And Paul does it for us right now. And we've exegeted verses 15, 16, and 17. We've exegeted those pretty well. Now, in verse 18, we're going to read it here in a moment, but if you were just reading through the Bible, and you now read verse 18, you would say, where'd that come from? What brought that thought up? Well, what he's doing is he's giving us an illustration of redeeming the time. So let me read it to you. We've read verses 15, 16, and 17. Now, in context, we're springboarding into an illustration that the apostle gives us about redeeming time. So in verse 18, here's what it says. Do not get drunk on wine. Wine has kidnapped these people's time. They have pawned their time to get drunk. He says, do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. What is that? I'll tell you in just a second. Instead, redeem it. Instead, he says, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Sing, make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God, the Father, for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I am not going to get into the wrong or the right of alcohol. That's not what he's doing. What he's doing there is giving us an illustration. What he's doing here, he says, if you do this, it'll lead to debauchery. We all know that a drunk has a life of nothing but debauchery. But what does debauchery mean? Well, it means waste. Wasted. Have you ever heard that said? Have you ever maybe said, she is wasted. He is wasted. I am wasted. Have you ever said that? And when you do that, when you are wasted, you swear you'll never be wasted again. I'm never going to let this kidnap me again. I'm never going to pawn my time doing that again. But we usually do. But a drunk leads a life of wasted. It's a wasted life. And in this, it's not just wine. It's not just alcohol. It's anything that grabs our thoughts, that changes our thinking. In our society is full of this. Our society is constantly being kidnapped by drugs, alcohol, pornography. Our society is constantly pawning itself. You probably know people who have pawned themselves, literally, so they could get another fix, so they could get wasted. See, what he's saying here is don't do that. What he's attempting to show us, instead, redeem that time. And there are a thousand things, you know, that people waste their lives on. And he's just giving us this amazing illustration. And instead, redeem that time. Instead of wasting your time, take your time and use it for worship. Instead, use it for psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Sing and make a melody in your heart unto the Lord, giving God thanks for everything in life. Worship with that time. Don't waste that time. Redeem that time. Bring it back so that you can be in a proper position so that you can get the opportunity or the answered prayer or finish the goal or live the dream or fix the relationship. Don't go over there and waste your time. There are so many other valuable things that you can do with it. Redeem that time. I want to approach this from just a slightly different angle, maybe a different perception of it. You see, what alcohol had done in that passage was rob those people of their worship. It had kidnapped their worship. What has kidnapped your worship? What has kidnapped your time? But what has kidnapped your worship specifically? There's so many Christ followers who do not worship. And I'm not just talking about singing. I'm not just talking about praising and making spiritual songs and giving thanksgiving. The worship, praying, worshiping God through ministering, the gifts and talents that He's put inside of you, giving. What has kidnapped your worship? What holds your worship for ransom? What pawn shop holds your worship? Your praise. For what have you given, sold your worship for? Is it maybe the pawn shop of pride? Pride won't hold your worship. Maybe it's the pawn shop of greed. Does greed hold and stop your worship? You see, he's telling them that wine was robbing them and keeping them from worship, had kidnapped their worship. What's kidnapping yours? Make it applicable. Why can't I worship God? Why can't I give? Why can't I minister? What has kidnapped you? What has kidnapped your worship. That's how it rolls out. You see, because something has, and you can get it back. You can get it back if you want it. If you're willing to pay the price, you can redeem your worship. You can redeem your time. Now, I want to finish up today. I want to close today by reading you this. It's out of an article of an interview that was written in USA Today. And the person interviewed, the article says this: "I'll never be happy," he says. "I believe I'll die alone. I would want it that way. I've been a loner all my life with my secrets and my pain. I'm really lost, but I'm trying to find myself. I'm really a sad, pathetic case." The divorced father of six is blunt, gregarious, funny, vulgar, outrageous, sad, angry, bitter, and at times introspective about the opportunities he squandered over the past two decades. 20 years of time squandered. Can't get them back. Article goes on. He discusses his drug use. He said, "The weed got me." Lack of self-esteem and sexual addiction. And then here is why I got this clip, this piece. "My whole life has been a waste. I am a failure." Now, this is an article that was written in an interview of Mike Tyson, the once champion heavyweight. And he says, "I've wasted my life." The reason he had wasted his life and he was a failure is because he wasted his time. Life is made up of time. He wasted his time. How sad this is. He could have been an icon, but instead, he's a failure. He's a waste. That is so sad. But see, we're all given time. What are we doing with it? How many decades have we wasted? How much time is gone that we'll never be able to get back? We only got so much. Life is made up of time. And time is flying by. What if every day when we go to bed, we would lay there and before we went to sleep, we would just evaluate our day and ask, "What did I do with the majority of my time today? Did I use it to fulfill and accomplish my hopes, my dreams, my desires, my goals? How much of my time was kidnapped today? How much of my time ended up in a pawn shop? How can I do this better tomorrow?" And then we work, really work on tomorrow. How better would life be? See, God has put into your heart hope. You have all of these dreams and desires and hopes and goals that you want to accomplish. How will you accomplish them? You've got to redeem the time. You can waste it and never accomplish them, or you can redeem the time and experience them all. See, you got to redeem the time, and that puts you in the position so that when your healing comes, you get it. You redeem the time so when the opportunity comes by, that you're able to take it and let it raise you to the next level of living. You do that by redeeming the time. You redeem the time and it puts you in the position to fulfill that goal that you want to accomplish in your life. You redeem the time and that wish that you wish so desperately would come true. You redeem the time and that relationship that's been breached and broken because of an argument can be redeemed. You redeem the time so that your dreams can come true. So that you can be in a position when the answer to your problem that you've been praying, that you're experiencing can happen. You're in the position to hear it. You redeem the time. See, God wants to bless your life. There are 29 times 2 listed that we read. Two overriding ones. And they're summarized on a tombstone with a dash, with a mark. First one is the time you come into the world, dash, the 27 times 2 mentioned. And then the end one, a time to die, a time to leave this world. And what God wants you to do with those 27 is redeem them. Redeem those times. Take every possible opportunity that you can. Use that time so wisely. Don't use it foolishly. Use that time wisely. He wants to fill those 27 two times. He mentions he wants to fill those with good things for you. He wants to bless your life. He wants his favor to be on you. He wants you to have a full life, a happy life, a fulfilled life, a blessed life. But to do it, we've got to learn how to redeem the time. Trust God with your time. Let's pray. Father, thank you. We love you. Lord, help us redeem the precious time you've given us. Help us, Lord, to see it's gone. It's gone. Once it's gone, it's gone. No rewind, no pause. No matter how beautiful it was, we can't get it back. It's our one shot. Lord, we'll never experience it again. We don't get do-overs. We can't relive 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s. Lord, we got this one marked time out just for us. Help us, Lord. Get it. Help us understand it. Help us use it wisely. Help us, Lord, redeem the time.